Welcome to From One Dad to Another, a podcast where I'll sit down and talk to other dads about the ups and downs of fatherhood, the ins and outs of what they've learnt through their journey, the pains that they may go through, and also the most joyous occasions. Thank you for listening. I'd love you to jump on to the Instagram from.onedadtoanother. Give us a follow, subscribe, review, anything that might help the podcast grow. Otherwise, jump on to powerstrengthvulnerability.com.au, and there's many ways on there to help out. Let's get into the show. This is the first little ep, which I'll share a little bit about my journey and why I'm recording this. Before you get into the other episodes with the other amazing dads, I just called myself amazing, other dads who I have met along my journey and who have challenged me at times or helped me at times or created a really safe space for me to open up about my struggles as dad. I think all the women I see and mums I see do it so well. They create these amazing support networks around them, and it doesn't mean they don't struggle, but they quite often don't struggle alone. And I think men and dads/dads can do better to look after ourselves. The leading cause of suicide in men in Australia is between the ages of 15 and 44, which is when most people become dads. It's not saying everyone that is a dad struggles. It's not saying that everyone that passes by suicide is a dad, but there's a heavy link between men not opening up and speaking up and creating a support network around them. And as I've discovered over my short span as a father, it's very easy to go inwards, and the ripple effect that has on everyone around you can be quite devastating. So I, for one, I always wanted to be a dad. It was my dream since I grew up. That's the only dream I've ever known, you know, to be constant. And it was a dream I didn't believe would ever happen. I had doubts about myself through my depression, my anxiety, and my ability to control my emotions. And that was only rammed home when an ex-girlfriend broke up with me and said, because you've got depression, you will never be a dad. And I believed it. And when I met my current partner, that sort of all changed again. I started to believe that I could be with the right person and with the skills I was learning to regulate my own emotions and live in a much more constructive way in my life. We had a tough journey to fall pregnant. We went through IVF in the end, which was successful and something we're super grateful for, something we openly discuss as a couple and try to help others, because it was only through friends talking to us that led us down the IVF path. Our first child was born 10 weeks premature, which was an extreme battle in itself. It's something I'm, you know, still thinking about every now and then to see how far our son has come. So Ryder was born April 17th, 2021. And our second was IVF also. Colby was born December 21st, 2022. Testing my maths. And fortunately and crazily, we now enter the phase where my wife is pregnant, and hopefully by the time you're listening to this or later down the track, we have our third healthy baby. Our third was natural. We were given odds of 4% to give birth naturally 3 years ago, 4 years ago. We're of age. We haven't really changed our lifestyle. Alicia, my wife, was still breastfeeding, and they gave us basically a 2% chance to fall pregnant naturally, and we did, which we're super grateful for. And hopefully, all things considered, we, as of January 2025, will have our third and our final chapter to our family. The reason I wanted to get into this podcast and speak to other dads and have these conversations is I want the men in our lives to go to each other and have these conversations themselves. I want men and mums and women to find the people that support them, find the people that they can walk through this life with, this tough journey, because having kids is not smooth sailing. And I learned that right from the word go. When your son is born 10 weeks premature, it is not normal. You don't know what you're in for. And it was only through speaking to other people, parents who had been through that journey, did I get an understanding, did I get the support, did I understand what I needed to do to make sure that I was the best husband, best dad, and best person to myself and to the others around me. I didn't struggle too much after our first. After our second came along, I struggled with a lot of anxiety, extreme anxiety. The thoughts rushing through my head were very irrational. It was about hitting my kids. It was about throwing them into walls. It was the worst of the worst. And it was in those thought patterns where I had panic attacks and had to leave my house or leave the room or completely walk away and give myself the space I needed. I then worked on all of that because I'd never experienced that to that degree before. I'd suffered depression. I'd suffered anxiety my whole life, suicidal thoughts. But this was different. I'm thankful. I knew I was never going to act on any of these thoughts. But the more people I speak to about having these thoughts, the more people that nod their head and say, yeah, I had one of those nights. I've been there. I go back there constantly. And I think that gives us room to speak about this stuff openly and honestly as much as we can to the right people who won't judge us and who won't compare. That will just give us a safe space. Fatherhood, motherhood, parenthood, it isn't always easy. It isn't always roses. And it's okay to share the moments where you're extremely happy and joyous and life is just one amazing heart-shaped bubble. But it's just as equally as important that we share the other stuff as well. We share the ups and downs and everything in between because it all matters. And this podcast is going to be centered around having these conversations. There'll be laughs. There'll be tears. And one thing I do know is that every dad that I have on this podcast has one thing in common, and that's that they want to speak about this stuff to just make it a little bit easier for other people, for other dads, for other families. They and I know for a fact that opening up about this stuff can make it seem you seem a lot less alone when you're stuck in the middle of a toddler tantrum, or when your teenager's gone missing, or when a baby's just screaming and you have no idea why. We're not here to tell you what to do and what not to do, and not to tell you you're doing the wrong thing or the right thing. We're just here to share what's worked for us and what hasn't worked for us. Over the journey, I'll share lots more about fatherhood in my eyes, my opinions, what I'm learning, and everything in between. I hope you can come along the journey with us. Maybe you can take out a few things, and maybe you can give us some guidance as well. Each podcast will have the links where you can reach out, share your thoughts with us as we look to embark on this journey together. I want to give a shout out to all the dads just giving it a go every day, turning up and doing their best. I also want to give a shout out to the mums. Absolutely doing their best and giving everything a go. Because all I know is that every single person listening is doing their best every single day. I want to give a shout out to those that have lost kids or can't have kids. If you are listening, your story is just as important, if not more important, than any other story. Because these conversations are all about the ups and the downs. And I remember before I had kids, I was quite left. I was left out of groups sometimes because they were doing things with the kids. And I could understand how if you're struggling or don't have kids or can't have kids, that that would feel isolating in itself. So I'm hopeful that these conversations can allow us all to come together and enjoy life through the ups and the downs, and we can bounce back. Thank you for listening. I look forward to speaking to many guests over the coming months and hopefully years as we embark on a new chapter where more and more dads, rather than isolating themselves, reach out for help, get the support they need, and therefore don't have the ripple effect of being the opposite to emotionally intelligent, just drawn a blank, where we have that ripple effect from dads who aren't looking after themselves, which plays a role in the development of the kids, which plays a role in the happiness of a relationship, and which plays a role in every part of and facet of a dad's life. We're all in this together. And this isn't about isolating the dads. This is about growing together, and we'll make sure we'll be shouting out to the other mums and to the other dads right throughout these chats, because every role is important and we want to make sure that everyone knows that they can reach out for support. Appreciate listening to From One Dad to Another. If there's anything else you'd like to add, please email Shane Kelton at FOD2A.com.au.